Will you notice, though, here, verse 11, I detect just a note of impatience at the injustice of these Roman officials in detaining him without adequate charges and proof. Let me read verse 11. For if I be an offender or have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. But if there be none of these things whereof these accuse me, no man may deliver me unto them. I appeal unto Caesar. Now, don't you detect there just a little note of impatience? Rome was noted for its justice, and Paul respected authority, and he's making a legal appeal. He's resting on his Roman citizenship. And you'll recall that the night that our Lord was arrested, that John knew the folk there, and they knew him. He entered in, warmed himself. He didn't deny the Lord, but Simon Peter did. The very interesting thing is that for some of us, God will lead us one way, and for others, he'll lead us another way. And this man, Paul, is a Roman citizen. Man said to me, he and his wife are very wonderful Christians. The Lord blessed them materially. And they built a lovely home, a home in which I always delight to visit. And he told me that one of the reasons he wanted to open his home and use it as much for Christian witness and testimony was because he felt under conviction that he had a nice home. Well, I told him, I said, ever occurred to you that God bless you materially, that you could build a nice home? And he knew you were the kind of man that would use it for him. I said, you can pillow your head each night in sweet sleep, knowing that you're in the will of God, and thank him for that lovely home. And the Lord didn't give me a home like that, and I'm of the opinion he doesn't intend me to use my home for that type of thing. May I say to you, what's the Lord done for you, friend? Whatever it is, you should use it for him. I had a man that was city commissioner when I was pastor in Nashville, Tennessee. And you know something? I never paid a parking ticket the whole time I was there. I just always took them up to his office and left them on his desk. He took care of them. Somebody says, you shouldn't have done that. Well, I want to ask you a question. Why shouldn't I have done that? That was a privilege I had then. You want to know something? I don't have that privilege now at all. I'm very careful, I must admit. And I also want to say that I don't think the Lord wants me now to spend time parking and going in and seeing folks. In that day, it was essential that I do that. May I say to you, whatever the Lord has done for you to put in your hand, use it for him. What's that in your hand, Moses? What's a rod? Well, use it for God. That's the whole thought, my beloved. And I think that's the whole thought that's here. Paul's a Roman citizen. That's the rod in his hand. He's going to use it. And I say amen to him. I don't think Paul made a mistake here at all. Now, will you notice what happens here? Then Festus, when he had conferred with the council, answered, hast thou appealed unto Caesar? Unto Caesar shalt thou go. And the whole thought here is just simply this, that this man Festus is forced to concur with the apostle Paul at this particular point.